Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century with our good friend, Cleta Mitchell, original member, original guest of the Small Business Advocate Show. She's a super lawyer, folks. She has a cape and everything. Foley Lardner is the law firm that she's a partner in. She is one of the great defenders of liberty in America, and we're glad we know her. Cleta, thank you for your hard work. I want to come back to what we do going forward and get your thoughts on this. Today is a good time to start talking about it. I'm still working on a piece that I haven't published yet. I've been working on it for a month on what we're talking about right now. But in the future, and I'm talking about weeks, not months, in a month or so, people like you and others and me, we need to start talking about how do we unwind the erosion of our liberties during this period, even some of them that were necessary. I also think in that process, Cleta, we should remind people that we were already complying with the common sense part of those orders,
yeah,
without being told to, without being required to by the governor. Americans will do that. We don't have to have the government to be our nanny and to be our Gestapo. We don't need them to be requiring us to carry papers. And so I want to encourage you to continue to talk about this and let us know what we can do.
Well, I'm happy to help. One of the things that happens, and I see this every time there's any kind of momentous event in the United States, the media horde, the media mob starts demanding that the government do something and spend $1 billion. Every time they measure the effectiveness of a governor, of a president, by how much they do to infringe on our liberties. Just think about how there was this, what I've watched, it seems to me, is these governors trying to one-up one another by adding more restrictions in their orders. And then the governor who didn't have that restriction comes back and changes it.
Or being shamed into doing something that maybe wasn't best for their state.
Well, just think what they did to Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. They hounded him.
Yeah.
Hounded him. The media hounded him to close the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched it. And he comes out and says, okay, we've ordered the beaches closed. But it outraged people that there were all these young people on the beaches. Well, you know, at some point, we are responsible for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The government cannot substitute our independent thinking so that the government takes over our brains, and that's essentially what's happened here. It's very disconcerting.
Well, another thing, Cleta, I want you to help us focus on as we go forward with this. We have to have a component of this movement, of this reclaiming of our liberty. We have to have a component of that being focused on the young people. And when I say young people, I'm not even talking about millennials. I'm talking about like my grandchildren who are under 20. And we need to get across to them, hey, folks, the governor really doesn't have that right, the power to do that. Don't think that's normal. This is not what America stands for. We have to educate those kids. Otherwise, they're going to grow up thinking, okay, what does the governor think I should do today?
Exactly. Well, it's very worrisome. It's very worrisome because these kids have been taught by government-funded schools and teachers who are part of the National Education Association and all their state affiliates, that, you know, they have taught every liberal dogma. The number one textbook used in America is one that basically teaches our children to hate America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's now a new textbook which every state should adopt called Land of Hope. And I'm just very concerned that, you know, that our young people have not been taught for many decades the values of America. And we're seeing this come home to roost with all these reporters who just, their first reaction is the government has to save us. Well, you know what? As you said, our liberties come from God. I don't need a savior. Well, I tell my, you know, people who hate Donald Trump, say, oh, he's this, he's that. I say, look, I'm not looking to him to be my savior. I have a savior. My savior is going to be risen on Sunday. But I'm not looking to any government official to be my savior or my king. And but I appreciate the president. I think he's trying to do the best he can do and has done, made wonderful decisions at a time when nobody else would have made the decisions he made. But I'll tell you, this whole thing should give us pause.
I have to say, I will say this. Warts and all, it's good to have a president with a backbone right now, even though he's not perfect.
Absolutely.
Hey, Cleta, thank you for being here. Thank you for your long-time support of us. Will you come back?
Thank you. I absolutely will. I'll be back soon.
Foley.com, folks. That's the website of her web. And look for her writing wherever. Just Google Cleta Mitchell, and you'll find wisdom there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessinghame, reminding you to believe in yourself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessinghame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.